This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the Blunt Object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good evening, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. If you didn't hear it during the news, young Charlie Gard has passed away. Single payer. If you have listened, they've been involved with me this year. Alien Gear, the holster company. I don't know what's going on as far as a couple of things. It was a business thing. That was the first thing about that when they left me. But they got on social media. And they went on their Facebook page to sound off on the officer-involved shooting of Antiquan Watson, criticizing their use of force. Watson was high on PCP, had opened fire on officers during a vehicle pursuit, even exited his vehicle to take aim at officers as he continued to fire at them. I'm trying to figure out if they have a problem with the fact that the officers returned fire to stop his assault at Alien Gear. Their Facebook post reads, "A reasonable and prudent person follows a police officer's orders. Angry people sometimes show reluctance, but is it ever okay to shoot someone 45 times? Now, according to Blue Lives Matter, they started getting hammered with criticism for almost 2 hours, Alien Gear. And they deleted their comment and replaced it with a meme with no further comment, as if they were trying to pretend that this comment never happened. And the meme is, if you could have any firearm, what would it be, and where would you store it? Now, the shooting initially occurred in March 2014 after police received a report that Watson had a gun outside of Pleasantville's La Esconda 2 restaurant, according to NewJersey.com. According to a waitress, Watson bought two beers and appeared to be drunk and mumbling to himself, and multiple people called to report seeing him holding his gun in his right hand, pointing it at the ceiling. They responded and attempted to talk to Watson while he was in his vehicle, but he refused to roll down his window. He then took off in his vehicle, leading police on a high-speed pursuit, running red lights, driving up to 85 miles per hour. He then started firing shots at officers while he fled. Finally, another vehicle struck his car after he ran a red light, causing the vehicle to spin out and stall. And then he got out of his vehicle and opened fire on officers. And they returned fire and were shot. When he looked like he was being unaffected by the rounds, and assuming he was wearing body armor, it appears that at least one officer may have been shooting for his legs. Once he went down, he was still moving while he still had the gun in his hand, and the officers continued to fire until he stopped lifting the gun. This is all classic what you do. The autopsy found that he was high on PCP. There were 7 officers involved in the shooting, and they hit Watson 45 times out of 69 total rounds fired between all officers involved in the gunfight. That's less than 1 magazine of rounds per officer. They weren't missing. Watson was just ignoring the bullets that hit him. Criticizing police officers for repeatedly shooting a man who was actively trying to murder them while on PCP and unaffected by hits, that's a complete lack of knowledge of gunfights. And that's not something we would expect from a holster company, this coming from Blue Lives Matter. Considering that Alien Gear Holsters is critical of officers who were defending their lives during a gunfight and the company's apparent lack of reasonableness, I can think of better holsters to spend my money on. Let's spread the word that we expect better from companies who want our business. What do you think? I'm not sure what now listen. Without a doubt, okay? They said it, and I have to agree with them. Sort of appears they have very little respect for the thin blue line, a lot of whom carry their holster. Blue Lives Matter tried to reach out to Alien Gear Holsters to clear up what they meant by their post on Facebook, and they responded by blocking them. On Facebook, they said rather than address the elephant in the room, Alien Gear decides to block us on Twitter instead. And you look at their feed, if you went there, it says, you're blocked from following at Alien Gear Holster, Alien G Holsters, and viewing at Alien G Holsters tweets. They have now posted, 7:47 p.m., they have now posted an apology across all social media platforms. What day was this? 27 July. Okay. Not March 2014. And what they're getting are statements like, whether or not I agree with the post doesn't matter. This type of thing can end a business. Alien Gear needs to explain what happened and why it won't happen again. Oh, and put out the new tuck inside the waistband for the weather, Walther PPS. They posted, AGH would like to apologize to all of those out there that felt an earlier post this morning was anti-police. Now, they didn't apologize for bashing the police, only to all of those who felt the post was anti-police. But when people went after them for the non-apology, they tried again. And this time, the CEO himself threw some girl under the bus to try to save face. He said earlier, Thomas Tedder, Tedder Industries, he said earlier today an employee making a post asking if it was ever okay for a police officer to shoot someone 45 times. I am very sorry to all those offended by our post. Furthermore, I am sorry for the non-apology that was issued shortly thereafter. I haven't seen the video and have no opinion on the matter. It was one employee's opinion framed as a rhetorical question and not as an opinion shared by me or this company. She is new here, and it's my fault that we didn't spend more time training her on the difference between her opinions and those of our company. Then for Blue Lives Matter at 10:54 p.m., I, for one, can personally appreciate what appears to be a genuine apology. Alien Gear Holsters has now unblocked Blue Lives Matter, but didn't tell us, as far as I can see, if this was a mistake by one lone employee. It certainly escalated with the poor response prior to the message from the CEO. Unfortunately for them, it appears that they may have used the poor employee's advice again when making the final update. They edited their initial apology and placed it with a message from the CEO rather than making a new post, which is an awful idea because they left all the criticism of the non-apology in place and failed to notify people on Facebook of an update. I am personally not going to boycott Alien Gear Holsters, and I believe this just an employee who is incompetent at PR on the social media level. That's never a good way to go, though. Never a good way to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live tonight at Genesis Communications Network, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Five states are seeking to overturn a ruling that an officer is justified in searching a person if they suspect that that person has a weapon, even if it's being carried legally. Trying to figure out what that even means, to be honest with you. Because in my state, for example, I have to inform. So they already know. Attorney General from Indiana, Michigan, Texas, and Utah joined West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey in filing an amicus brief Wednesday to the Supreme Court for reviewing a Fourth Amendment case. Their filing aims to protect Second Amendment rights of lawful gun owners to carry a weapon without law enforcement concluding an individual at a warrantless stop is presently dangerous and subject to a search. This comes to the Fourth Circuit, which, you know, we've already seen them in play. And here, I'll get to that in a minute. The filing comes in the Fourth Circuit, and it's all based upon the case of Shaquille Montel Robinson, who was stopped and searched by police in West Virginia for not wearing a seatbelt and found with a gun in his pocket. Robinson, a felon, had sought the evidence that he was armed suppressed, arguing the gun was found through an illegal search that violated his Fourth Amendment rights, citing that as far as the officers knew, he could have had a permit and been legally armed. In January, an in-bank panel of the Fourth Circuit decided 12-4 that Robinson's logic was flawed. Judge Paul V. Niemeyer, who wrote for the majority, said that it was inconsequential that the passenger may have had a permit to carry the concealed firearm, and that the danger justifying a protective frisk arises from the combination of a forced police encounter and the presence of a weapon, not from any illegality of the weapon's possession. Now I get where it comes from. Because this guy, okay, so you've got a felon with a weapon, and he's objecting to being searched. This judge, with that statement, writing that opinion, yeah, I see why they're going after him now. Noting that West Virginia has recently adopted permitless concealed carry and many lawful gun owners may carry without license to do so, Morrissey argues that the lower court's explanation that the possibility of having a gun and an interaction with police itself does not allow for a search unless such a frisk is justified by an individualized determination that the subject of the frisk is both armed and dangerous. Speaking of the case, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who has signed on to support Morrissey's filing, says Second Amendment rights are in jeopardy should the Fourth Circuit's ruling be allowed to stand, which is what the guys at Arbalest Quarrel are already saying about the Colby case as well. Fourth Circuit is, I guess they're anti-gun, what you think? Paxton said in a statement, the Constitution plainly guarantees law-abiding citizens the right to bear arms, whether through open or concealed carry. We must ensure the court continues to protect the constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens. I'm good. Go for it, guys. Another attorney general, however, for New Jersey, has been pumping up state-sponsored gun buyback programs scheduled for this weekend, arguing that the event will help in the fight against violent crime. In an opinion piece that was published yesterday in the Star Ledger, New Jersey Attorney General Christopher Perino admits that gun buybacks are not a complete solution, but argues the events can do a lot to help law enforcement get crime guns off the streets. Crime guns. He said, some doubters question the overall efficacy of buybacks, while others suggest that buybacks tend to bring in mostly old attic guns. But once a gun has been turned in and melted down, as every firearm obtained through these buybacks will be, it can never be stashed in a vacant building or used as a community gun to commit crime after crime. It can never be stolen in a burglary and used later in a violent crime. And it can never fall in the hands of a curious child. Perino, has a two-part solution that he's trying to argue that this is one part of it. And he also says that prosecutors will now have more tools at their disposal when dealing with offenders who use guns to commit violent crimes. Most notably, due to New Jersey's new bail reform rules, prosecutors can now seek no bail for those kind of offenders. So aside from the obvious stash of guns being accrued during a gun buyback, he says the event also helps bring communities together and creates public awareness. They probably have a cotton candy machine there. He said, many people in the community are energized by their participation. They feel that by turning in a gun, serving as an on-site volunteer at one of the churches, simply spreading the word or supporting the effort in some other way, they're making a contribution. They've got him scheduled for Camden, Trenton, and Newark for Friday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at a single church in each of the cities. Three churches are Antioch Baptist in Camden, Friendship Baptist in Trenton, and Greater Abyssinian Baptist in Newark. You can anonymously turn in up to three firearms with no questions asked. You can get $100 for a rifle or shotgun, $120 for a handgun or revolver, and $200 for an assault weapon. All guns must be unloaded with no ammunition, and you can't turn any of that in at the event. All turned in firearms will be melted down and destroyed. So $100 for a rifle or $200 for an assault weapon, which is a rifle. So that's a pretty good deal if you're going to turn one of those in, I guess. Well, you're doubling your money, right? Gun buybacks. Notice that this guy was not asked how he feels about the Second Amendment because he thinks all guns should be melted down. That's the unspoken subtext there. All guns should be melted down. He didn't want to say it because that would make him look like the gun grabber that he is. Now, we've been having issues with power fluctuations, and I hear more on my end than you hear them on your end, but I mean, very recently we had just a complete shutdown. So if all of a sudden things go to like music, that's what's going on. We're having a few storms around here today, but we're going to keep going until that moment comes or until 9 p.m. Eastern, whichever comes first. Just so you know, when we get back, the FDIC is being asked about Operation Choke Point. This is Lock and Load. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-958. 6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this." Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hoping that the power doesn't go out. Such is the drama of live radio. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. FDIC was ordered to turn over documents related to Operation Choke Point late last week. District Court Judge Gladys Kessler told the government agency it had to begin working with the plaintiffs in the case for a nine-month discovery period beginning on June 20, 2017. There's no justification whatsoever for not granting the motion to commence discovery immediately, she said in her order. This comes after the Community Financial Services Association of America and a group of financial service companies filed suit against the FDIC over their conduct during Operation Choke Point. Under this operation, banks were pressured into cutting ties with industries the Obama-era agency viewed unfavorably. Payday and other short-term lenders, as well as those involved in the firearms industry, said they were specifically targeted during the program. Firearms industry has been very vocal in this. The NRA and other gun rights groups have called the operation an attack on the industry.
And this is an Obama administration initiative that encourages federal financial services regulators to harass and intimidate banks and financial institutions that work with firearm and ammunition retailers. By leaning on the banks, they hope to bring an end to those relationships, choking off the cash flow and running them out of business. That was revealed in 2015. CFSA said they were happy with the court's order and believe the documents they will receive during discovery will shed light on whether the FDIC forced banks to deny certain businesses their services, and if so, how they chose which industries to target. Dennis Shaw, CEO of CFSA, said, "We're all thrilled by the court's order to enter the discovery phase, as this illegal federal program has been unduly harming legal entities for years. This court order allowing discovery will now finally enable the plaintiffs to access records of the federal government's behind-the-scenes and secretive campaign to force banks to terminate their relationships with lawful American businesses. It's high time that the government's unlawful and unjust crusade against lawful and licensed businesses be stopped. Federal regulators leading Choke Point have threatened and pressured banks in the shadows of the law for far too long. The government defendants are well aware that they've been on the wrong side of history for years and will stop at nothing to hide the extent of their illegal campaign. This ruling will allow these shady and criminal actions to be brought to the light of day." We'll see. This was... Not only was it payday loans and the gun industry, it was online porn, precious metal companies, online investment, all of these things. And listen, if there's a market for some of this stuff, and it's legal, why would you do that? Why would you go after any business, no matter how unsavory it is? Isn't that sort of like getting into being part of the thought police? We'll see what happens, what we get out of the DOJ and the NRA. We'll see what we get out of them. FDIC is going to fight this. And hopefully the DOJ, some non-deep state operatives in there, will push them into doing it. But I don't know. This might be another one of those shady Sessions things where he's doing this behind the scenes and we just don't know about it. Well, he smiles and says, "Everything's fine. I like working for Mr. Trump. I am behind him 100% of the way," you know? So, we'll see. This might be one of those great things. I'm going to give a final gift, unbidden, but a simple point out. You may have noticed that this is no longer the Second Call Defense studio, and that's because that business arrangement has ended. However, NRA Carry Guard, that is, let me tell you the genesis of that, because nobody else is going to tell you that. And I'll tell you why I'm getting to this point of making this reveal, if I may. NRA, with the ascension of Trump, began to believe they were not going to get any, you know, the donations were not going to be as big. So they decided to make some money actually offering a service. And so they decided to do something like USCCA, Second Call Defense, CCW Safe, Legal Defense Network, something like that. And they call it NRA Carry Guard. They hired Dana Lash to be the spokesperson for it. They carbon copied the USCCA on that one. They duplicated their business. They tried to knock the chalk blocks out from under Second Call Defense and make it to where they were going to assume and absorb their membership base, which I think is about 20 or 30,000 people paying $20 a month. Do the math. That's a lot of money to start out with. That's them just because they were going to take the insurance away from them. Then they didn't invite USCCA. Well, USCCA and Second Call Defense got uninvited to the NRA meetup. My contention is this. That was pretty big going into the NRA meetup. But during the NRA meetup, then we got this Rock River Arms Springfield thing about something that happened in Illinois, where they supposedly sold the gun owners of Illinois down the river, despite the fact that the voters of Illinois keep voting in the same people that proposed all this legislation. And all of this got sort of swept to the side. Now they're getting out there with NRA Carry Guard and saying that this is the only concealed carry defense curriculum that they are going to offer in the training part of it, that they're going to recognize and endorse. What about that 125,000 NRA certified instructors that are out there teaching right now? What about those guys? Next week, I'm going to bring a guy on here to talk about that. His name is Bob Ballard. And he wrote a really good article, and I don't have time to go into all of it, but stay tuned to that. A new thing that I've already told him that I don't know how good this is going to work over radio, but Agency Arms is offering 5% off everything on their website if you use promo code LOCK, the letter N, LOAD, one word, LOCK and LOAD. For those of you that might want to do a magazine well or a trigger or something, everything is 5% off. That starts today. I don't know how long it runs for. He just sent me a text giving me that code, LOCK and LOAD. Lots of happenings going on today. I had a good day today. I enjoyed it today. Today was a good day, I guess you would say. No pun intended, Ice. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
To being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Obamacare, like almost everything the government is in charge of, is a disaster, and it needs to be repealed. Why should it be replaced by anything? We already have an extensive Medicaid program, which was supposedly designed to provide a safety net for those unable to afford insurance. And like most, if not all, government programs, it is rife with fraud and abuse. Medicare is another disaster. The majority of people think that it is a free government program that pays 80% of everything. Nothing could be further from the truth. Seniors pay for Medicare, and Medicare pays for 80% of what Medicare thinks you should be billed. If your doctor charges you $200 for an annual exam, Medicare might decide you should have only been charged $100. They'll pay 80% or $80 of that amount. Medicare enrollee is left with a bill of for $120. And that's why almost all seniors have what is called gap insurance, a secondary insurance, which can be costly but pays most, if not all, of the gap left between what you're billed and what Medicare pays. Same holds true for all medical testing and hospitalizations. One of the popular narratives for replacing Obamacare is that so many people are uninsured before its passage and need to be insured. But you know what they haven't said? Who are these guys that we're talking about? A lot of them are young, and they've chosen not to have health insurance. Since when did the government decide how a person should live his life? And should it? Another portion of those with pre-existing conditions. Unless someone was born with congenital defects, these people are also mostly those who choose not to have insurance until they acquired a medical problem were without insurance and found that insurance, when they had this problem, was very costly. There may be some companies, if you're going from job to job, who will not cover you if you have a pre-existing condition. But who are they? Compare health insurance with car insurance. If you feel you are an incredibly safe driver and you choose not to have any or adequate insurance, what happens if you're in a serious costly collision? It certainly isn't the responsibility of the government to bail you out for your poor choice. And if you try, after this costly collision, to increase your auto insurance or get insurance, you will probably find yourself in a high-risk pool paying an incredible amount of money. In the car insurance field, no one expects the American taxpayer to pay for your poor decision. So why should American taxpayers pay for your poor medical decisions? Well, they shouldn't. Another thing touted as popular is keeping children on their parents' policy until they are 26 years old. That sounds fine, except 26-year-olds are not children. By every indices known to man, they are adults. So, yes, there's a lot of them still living at home. What are they doing with their money? Looking at the adult children of people I know, they're having a wonderful time spending their money on cars that I probably can't afford because I realize that Medicare pays very little of hospital bills and I need a good secondary insurance and that kind of thing. These young people are the ones who probably, when they turn 26, won't get their own insurance. Should we, again, be responsible for their poor decisions and priorities? So it seems to be all about priorities, and there are certain things in life that should be a priority. Medical insurance should be one of those. There's an idea for a mandatory high school class. What is a priority, and how to establish those priorities? That's not going to happen because that would be sensible. Worthwhile. It's not part of the leftist agenda, no way. Another reason against government health care is that legally no one is ever turned away from a hospital based on ability to pay. I know that many millions of dollars happen in free care were provided by the hospital, but how many millions of dollars were written off as bad debts, and how many debts were worked out with patients for a nominal monthly charge with no late fees or charges? That happens every day. If a hospital accepts Medicare and Medicaid, it is required to provide a certain amount of charitable care or risk losing its funding from those sources. Not only that, but every hospital has a staff who specifically assists people who are uninsured to apply for Medicaid. There is no magic formula for deciding what any individual needs in health insurance, just like there's not a magic formula for deciding what type of auto insurance you need. It's all personal decision. It should be made by the persons directly involved, not by the government, not by Congress, not by the... Those guys live in their elitist bubble. They have a wonderful health care program. They know nothing about medical insurance. Government insurance is just another step towards socialized medicine, where they would be deciding not only what type and amount of insurance you need, but how you should be cared for. In the waning moments of young Charlie Gard, where they have national health care, his parents wanted to take him home. His parents had the money to pay for the care to take him home and let him die at home. Instead, the national health care pointy heads decided that he would be moved to hospice, and then shortly after he got to hospice, he would be disconnected and be allowed to slip away. Why in the name of God should government be making that kind of decision for parents? Or for you and your, you know, if it's your wife that's in the, or you that's in the hospital, or one of your adult children, or your parents, what is the government's role? They have no role in that decision. We don't need Obamacare replaced with anything. If people don't want health insurance, they don't get it. That's just the way it is. This is life. If we're going to be free, then we have to be entirely free. For some people, they'll find that to be a bit of a hassle. I find it to be challenging and a responsibility, but it is not one of these things where we need to get out there and say, well, you know, for their own good, we need to give them health insurance. No! If somebody could just point out one thing the government does, I mean, even the shooting in Alexandria, the reason there's movement towards any sign of concealed carry reciprocity right now is because that became personal for them. Prior to that happening, it was no big deal. It was all just a concept. It was an issue. Point out one government program that works, that it isn't, you know, that it, you know, how many millions, how much fraud was in the Obama phone thing? How much was in that? Climate change. If that ever takes off, there'll be so much fraud in that that is how are you even gonna check on that? I bought carbon credit today, really? From where? Somewhere where there's no industrialization. Oh, okay. We don't need it replaced. We need it repealed. We got it repealed. We had votes on this 8 times in the House where they succeeded in repealing it. And now the Senate, where all the bills go to die. That's what we used to say about Harry Reid. And apparently, I sincerely hope that, like I said last night, I sincerely hope that Trump keeps sending them back to do the work. Don't give up. Keep calling. They work for us, not the other way around. Coming up next, Rick Ector. We got a lot of things we're going to talk about, Rick and I. Legally Armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearms Academy, my friend. That's coming up next. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.